This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be.
Having a great time.
You want to be.
Loving the fun.
If you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Way up, but that's okay. Yeah. We're at opening day, baby. We are here.
Finally made it, right?
Woo!
There's nothing better than opening day in Major League Baseball. Is there? I mean, there's
the
nothing
Super Bowl
better.
The Chiefs are in it.
Well, this past one, we're not talking about
beforehand.
Yes. Before the game. Now, it's still something special about opening day. Nothing determines a season in sports more, Dusty, than opening day, because if they win, everybody believes. If they lose, everybody thinks you're going to poop the bed and have a bad season, you know?
Yeah, we'll get into that discussion as well. Beakley must have had a loaded show last night.
Why do you say that?
Well, the last text we got before, happy opening day, guys. Let's go Royals. Road to the postseason starts now. You better believe it.
Yes, it does.
Crank your seat up. Loosen your seat belt. I know it's getting a little tight down there in this morning drive. You know that this team is destined for the playoffs. You know this team has a horse on the mound today. You know this team has an MVP. You know this team has a future all-star in the minor leagues. It should be on the opening day roster because he's a stud. But the text said, come on. The text says, why didn't they just do nothing? Get a touchdown, sit the ball down, and walk off. It'll make the NFL a boring joke, and they will change less stupid rules.
Huh?
You think Beakley went ham on the new rules?
Are we talking about like the new kickoff thing where they're moving it to the 35 now if it's a touchback or something? Who the hell cares?
That is like, I mean, you know, he's like, yeah, you know they were going.
Oh, Beakley getting into the weeds of the football list when we've got baseball getting ready to go. And football will be back tomorrow. I mean, that's just kind of the way it is, right? Like football, there will be a place for football. We've got the Sweet 16 tonight. We got four big games in the Sweet 16 tonight. We've got Major League Baseball. Everybody's playing today. The game of the day happens to be Pittsburgh versus Miami, which it really is the game of the day. Skeens versus Alcantara. You can't find a better pitching matchup than that. And that's really cool. And then they got the play play tomorrow, and nobody will know who the people are, but that's fine.
What's the Jim Harbaugh, the Harbaugh quote? Who's got it better than us? No one?
Yeah, right.
Who's got it better than Paul Skeens?
Nobody.
Okay. See the latest SI edition? My God.
Third year in a row, my heart just flutters, man. I don't know that I've ever been more smitten with anybody than I am with her, though. I mean, she is just unbelievable. I mean, really the first of the NILs, right? I mean, she was kind of the first
one of the first big names.
Yeah.
Well, the NIL, strike that, reverse it. Like, NIL kind of brought her to light.
Yeah, right.
Like, you knew who Shador Sanders was, and then you're like, he's making how much? Mm-hmm. But it was like, who's this Livy Dunn girl making all this? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and her husband throws piss rockets for baseballs, and is going to be the next, like,
How much money is that cat going to make in the free agent period, right?
$500 million from the Yankees in about 3 years.
That's it, you think? Oh, I mean, pitchers make a little bit less than an everyday player.
Yeah, I mean, Shohei Ohtani, got $700 million,
and
Soto got $750. So, I mean, like, he's not hitting the ball, but he's throwing the ball at a rate that nobody can touch him.
Right.
I think it was a VR simulator. Maybe it was like MLB The Show. I don't know what it was. It was one of those futuristic baseball games. And it was like what it's like to face Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
You have no chance.
No chance.
Like, Major League Baseball players have no chance. And they were showing the simulator, and it would show him wind up, and then the dot was there on the, like, edge of the black moving away. And you're just like, you just tip your cap. You're like, thank you. Have a good life. You are the best pitcher in baseball, and you've got a really good life and a really good thing going, Mr. Skeens.
But I have to ask you, what's your favorite thing about Mr. Paul Skeens? His mustache and Livy Dunn.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, was that the same guy that grew up to go, Duval?
That's it. Right. It's like a 12-year-old kid last year in his debut.
But I have to ask you, what's your favorite thing about Mr. Paul Skeens? His mustache and Livy Dunn.
I mean, he ain't lying, dog.
No, he is not. High-fiving his dad after that one, man.
That's what I told you what to say. You nailed it.
You got it, man. Make sure you bring up Livy Dunn. But, I mean, even without Livy Dunn, Paul Skeens is still living the best life. He's just living a greater life because that's his girlfriend alongside,
yeah, what's
right?
That quote from? Is it Parenthood? Is that the movie that has, like, a young Keanu Reeves and I think it's, like, Steve Martin?
Steve Martin's in Parenthood, yeah.
And, like, the little teenage boy, like, goes into his room, and he's, like, embarrassed, and, like, Keanu Reeves comes out, like, typical Keanu Reeves, like, Billy got his first boner. And the family's like, oh, okay, that's that kid.
Yeah, that's
it. Yes, the kid's all swimsuit edition one, not the third one that came out the other day. But yeah, good for Paul Skeens. Must be nice.
It's going to be outstanding to watch him all year. Now his first full season in Major League Baseball. I hope he just goes out there dusting and wrecks it. Just wreck it. Just rip up all the record books. Just change the entire game. I want to watch every one of his starts that I could possibly watch. Obviously, today it's the same time as us, but you know.
You can tap it. You'll just see on the board on the outside, on the outfield wall, it'll say Pittsburgh and Miami, and it'll say bottom seventh when we're in the fourth.
Right.
And it'll say 0-0 or 1-0, and you'll be like, Paul Skeens numbers. Because I think that is going to be a prop bet that I will bet today, because remember last year, Paul Skeens was talked about as like they were going to ramp him down because they didn't want to overdo it. This year, it's like, all right, man, like you're the guy, you're our man. Go do it. And Pittsburgh, if you want a team to root for outside of the Kansas City Royals, Pittsburgh's a solid team to root for.
Pittsburgh's the team. They're a market like us. They're a smaller market. They got some big name players. They've got a team that I think a lot of people are excited about, and people are fired up in Pittsburgh about, you know, today and whatnot. And Paul Skeens he's probably the best pitcher we've seen in a very long time, where everybody knew going into the season that was your legitimate number one pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. And we got a guy, too. I mean, not to, you know, to pour salt on Cole Reagans or anything like that, but, I mean, we got a guy that's going to go out there today and probably twirl a pretty damn good game himself in Cole Reagans going up against Tanner Bibee, which MLB.com ranks as the eighth best pitching matchup of the day. That tells you how good these pitching matchups are in baseball today, right? The Royals got Reagans against Bibee, who just signed a massive contract with Cleveland, and it's ranked as the eighth best pitching matchup of the day. I can't wait to watch Cole Reagans pitch, because the couple of times that I did see him in Arizona, that dude was, you could see he's ready to go. Like, he's dialed in for the start of the season. His last outing that I saw, man, he was just filthy out there on the mound. And I know it's spring numbers and all that, but we've got a body of work with Cole Reagans to back this thing up. I think he's just going to be spectacular today.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, because I know there's so many things to get to about this Royals team that we could talk about today, because, you know, I think the big message is, like, can they do it again? You know, what, you know, we'll get into all the prop numbers. We'll do our prop agenda a little bit later today. Prop agenda. is what we're calling it, not propaganda. Mm-hmm. But no, so we'll talk about Cole Reagans there because there's some numbers that may surprise you with Mr. Reagans that are kind of like maybe a good sleeper to have. But I mean, look, we know what this team did. They brought back, you know, the three starters in the rotation. Can they do it again? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're going to necessarily have their career years they had last year, but can they be stability at the top of your rotation? And then you have that bullpen that we were on BZ talking about earlier that I brought up, like, they didn't go get a bat yesterday, what Sherman said. Mr. Sherman said, no, we decided not to get a bat. We went ahead and went with the bullpen with Estevez and those guys as well.
Well, I shared with you on, I think it was Monday, Estevez was like, okay, we didn't get Santander. Who do you want? And that's the owner going to the GM, go, who do you guys want, right? Yeah. How refreshing is that?
Right.
And they go, well, we'd like to get the, go get him then. Go get Estevez out there and let's see what he can do. And they did. And that's going to be a big piece, you know, for this organization. As much as we still need a bat, you want to make sure the other team can't score against you. So if you can't go out there and acquire the bat, like in football, you can't acquire enough offense. Right. Go stack up on the defensive side and make yourself a defensive team. And that's what the Royals did in a market like this. It's tough to go out and spend that kind of money on a bat. Go get a reliever.
Good to see Vip on TV.
I know, yes.
But I will say this, with this game today, I mean, this is Cleveland and Kansas City, right? Like, I think yesterday I was looking around for like for the show and the rundown and stuff for like prop bets and future bets. One of the teams that's got a lot of people missing the playoffs is Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah.
And I don't know if this is necessarily, look, home openers are different. It's a huge event, right? They told us yesterday, gates of stadium open at 9 a.m.
That's right.
You want to be in your seat by 2:30 because you want to see that rock and roll, you know, opening day, that sort of stuff. But, like, could you imagine, because we're going to talk about the reaction of what opening day can be, win or loss. Could you imagine they went out there today and just rocked Bibby, and let's say they win, like, 6-0. Bobby hits a bomb. Vinny gets a double and an RBI. MJ gets a hit.
Right.
And, like, all of a sudden the Royals win 6-0, and here we go. We have this sort of discussion, like, is Cleveland being passed? Because the way I look at this division and the way opening day like gives me the mindset is like, okay, yeah, you've always had to beat Cleveland. That was last year's like kind of like promotion and like Cole Reagans narrated, like, we're coming after Cleveland. I think it's like, can you compete with Detroit? Yeah. I understand Minnesota's good, but like their main players that always seem to get hurt are hurt again. Mm-hmm. I don't trust that lineup. It's like, I feel like
I don't trust their manager. I heard some stuff about that when I was, you know, down in Arizona. Like there's a divide in that clubhouse from what I understand between the manager and the players. Well, and so that Lewis could be interesting
always,
to watch.
Yeah, Royce Lewis is always hurt. Byron Buxton's always hurt. You have your money involved with some of those guys. Your pitching staff is decent, but it's not great. It's good. It's not great. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, the way it ended last year, and the way it ended for Detroit, like, again, that was 2024. This is 2025. Mm-hmm. We'll see if the Royals can do it. We know it's opening day. George Brett on the show today, 720. We talked about Cole Reagans. He's with Cody and Gold today. So everywhere across this platform. And then 2 o'clock, you get Vern.
Vern.
So, I mean, it's like Fesco Dusty, Cody Gold, Vern, Royals broadcast. So, like, that's your day here. You don't have to go anywhere. You can just leave it. Somebody tries to touch it. Slap the hand. You know what I mean? Like when you were a kid trying to change dad's presets, don't you dare touch that dial.
Light FM was never going off in the car.
Never touch the dial, just like you don't ever touch the thermostat in the house.
Thermostat's another
thing. Who's in charge? You or Jen?
Jen.
Who's in charge? You or the lady? Hannah.
Me.
Oh, wow, look at you. In charge of the thermostat.
That's on me.
Yeah, I could care less. I don't want to learn how to work it.
She touches the thermostat. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Football guy, you get super excited for opening day? Like, does it do? I mean, I know opening day.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Football is like,
no, I'm really excited for this. Yeah. This is awesome for me because I've been
back.
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back in the city on opening day. I mean, I left right before the Royals went on that run. I moved to Nashville, so I missed a lot of that.
Well,
so
you move back because we want to continue on that run.
Let's go. Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly.
Yeah, you're so, like Ned.
Yeah.
Now you're back.
Oh, the Royals are good. Let me show back up again. Hand me the chapstick.
So this will be cool for me to be in the city for this, and this is like my start of being a huge baseball guy. So let's go.